The two bills would undo large portions of the Republican GOP 2017 tax overhaul that then-President Donald Trump signed into law, and would impose a progressive estate tax on the nation's wealthiest. The Corporate Tax Dodging Prevention Act would raise corporate tax rates from 21% to 35%, where it was prior to Trump's 2017 tax cut. It would also bar companies from shifting their profits offshore to avoid paying U.S. taxes. The For the 99.5% Act is a progressive estate tax on the fortunes of the top 0.5% of Americans. After introducing the two bills, author Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and chair of the Budget Committee held a hearing titled Ending a Rigged Tax Code, the Need to Make the Wealthiest People and the Largest Corporations Pay Their Fair Share of Taxes, where he argued the need for change.
As a result of the Trump tax cuts for the rich, in 2018, over 90 Fortune 500 companies not only paid nothing in federal income taxes, they actually received billions of dollars in tax rebates from the IRS. We have, as a nation, an extremely unfair tax code that allows billionaires to pay a lower effective tax rate than public school teachers, truck drivers, and nurses. And that has got to change. We need a progressive tax system based on the ability to pay, not a regressive tax system.
The estate tax is nothing new. Sanders says Republican Teddy Roosevelt supported it more than 100 years ago, in 1910. But the times have changed, and Republicans in years since have slowly eroded tax rates. Sanders says in 1952, corporate taxes were 30% of federal revenue. Today, they're 15%. His concerns, though, fell on deaf ears of Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who often feuds with Sanders' economic policies on the Budget Committee.
If you want to declare war on the top income earners in this country because you think they have too much because they don't pay their fair share, well, what is a fair share? This insatiable desire by my friends on the left to grab as much money and power as they can is going to ruin the country. The reason people are leaving New York and California in droves to come to where I live is they're making it impossible to do business there. And we're not going to do that to the country with the Republican votes. I think our tax cuts in 2017 were well designed. They benefited everybody in the country, and we will fight you.
The United States used to have one of the most progressive tax systems in the world.
While Republicans like Graham balk at a higher tax rate, Gabriel Zucman, an economics professor at UC Berkeley, says the phenomena is relatively new.
Average tax rate of the top 0.1% highest earners reached 50 to 60% in the 1950s and 1960s. Today, the situation is very different. Americans pay an average 28% of their income in taxes. The main exception is the 400 richest Americans, billionaires, who pay less than 25%, less than the middle class.
The U.S. tax and fiscal system is very progressive and very redistributive.
Scott Hodges is president of the Tax Foundation.
The wealthy in America now bear the heaviest share of the income tax burden than in any time in recent history. The data shows that the top 1% of taxpayers pays 40% of all the income taxes. By contrast, the bottom 90% of taxpayers, about 130 million taxpayers, combined paid less than 30% of all income taxes. It's hard to say that the tax code is rigged in favor of the rich when more than 53 million low and middle income taxpayers, that's one-third of all taxpayers, have no income tax liability because of the numerous credits and deductions that have been created over the last few decades.
Hodges warns increasing corporate taxes would kill 160,000 jobs. He says if corporate taxes were increased back to 35%, that would make the U.S. the highest corporate taxing nation in the world. Hodges' analysis lacks the distinction of the 1%. Abigail Disney, heiress to the Disney fortune, spoke in favor of Sanders' proposals, including increasing the corporate tax rate to 35% pre-Trump era, and she expressed support for the estate tax on the nation's wealthiest half percent, like her.
It's time for the wealthy to stop viewing taxes as a punishment instead of a responsibility. My grandfather managed to accumulate a large amount of wealth in a tax environment some now call punitive. He built a series of wildly successful businesses. Despite negotiating with highly empowered unions, he managed to navigate a regulatory environment many now describe as draconian. Somehow, he managed to do all of this despite living under conditions that many rich people now would claim would make their lives impossible.
Disney advocated for Sanders' For the 99% Act, arguing people like her pay less in taxes for inherited wealth than people who earn it by working. She says because of the design of capital gains, she pays half the tax rate of people who work for a living. House versions of Sanders' legislation will be introduced by Democrats Jimmy Gomez of California and Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is expected to also propose a corporate tax increase that would undo much of what Trump and Republicans achieved in the 2017 GOP tax overhaul. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.